three candidates have put their names in the running for the interim and permanent Haynesboro manager jobs. And Skagway Port Consultants get to work. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. This time last year, Haynes Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan took on the role of interim manager after the previous manager resigned, but he declined to be considered for the full-time position. Now the job is open again, and this time Ryan is interested in taking it on permanently. But he's not the only person in the running. An experienced manager from Washington is vying for the interim job, and Haynes resident Deborah Schnabel wants the permanent position. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The Assembly held a special meeting this week to discuss the offers of two candidates for interim manager. Last month, they voted 4-2 to fire former manager Bill Seward, leaving the position vacant. Facilities Director Ryan said he's also willing to fill the role permanently.
Maybe ask yourself, why now? You didn't want it last time. You said there was too much commitment to, for your family.
Ryan said he is totally behind the job and has resolved previous commitment issues. He says his first time being manager wasn't easy, between the budget, negotiating a contract with the employees' union, and maintaining his role in public facilities.
And I won't say it went smooth the first 3 months. There was a lot of just getting to know each other and learning each other's ins and outs. But as it went on, I felt like I got the confidence of the staff, I got the confidence of the Assembly. And by the end of the 6 months, things were actually clicking along pretty smoothly.
Ryan said his strength is working with people. He said his weakness is a lack of education to support the position. Ryan has a background in science and had no municipal experience before starting work for the borough in September 2015. Several members of the public spoke in support of Ryan and hiring local.
Over the last few months, I've come to know Brad as someone that I can trust, someone who is very competent.
He has been through the ropes and knows what's going on.
One of the best ways to move forward would be for selecting a borough manager, especially a permanent one that is from Haynes. I really think would just be the best way. Your guys' task, I think, now is to stop the revolving door.
That was borough planner Holly Smith, followed by residents Don Turner and Andrew Gray. There's one other person interested in the interim position. Dave Palmer was a city manager in Petersburg and Juneau, and a city administrator in Craig. He reached out to the Assembly and offered to help after hearing about Seward's termination. He's not interested in the permanent position.
I know a little bit about Haynes, a lot about city management, and the timing is good for me. I've got several months available ahead of me. So I just put my name out there, not knowing which direction the Assembly intended to go, and I'm here if I can help.
Assemblymember Heather Lendy asked each candidate how they would foster trust in the borough. Here's Palmer, then Ryan.
The best thing is to have, it's almost a cliche, but open communication where everybody gets the same information and try to listen to everybody's information and make sure you don't have little groups and cliques and lines of communication that are not easily understood.
I don't think trust that's hard to gain, as long as you're consistent in your message and you're forthcoming.
Assemblyman Tom Morfitt asked Palmer about his familiarity with local issues in Haynes.
I've been in the Haynes for quite a while. I'm familiar with transportation issues, weather, and, as far as the current issues, I can't tell you. I'm up on it other than what I read in the paper and pick up off the website from the radio station.
He said he would look to the Assembly for guidance and direction. Morfitt also asked about Palmer's experience with some of the issues related to the fallout from the Assembly's decision to fire Seward. The former manager says he's exploring a wrongful termination lawsuit, and residents have threatened recall petitions for certain Assembly members.
I have dealt with all kinds of sticky personnel issues. I've had to eliminate an entire department. I've had to fire a police chief. I've had to fire a fire chief. I've been through a lot of oddball issues.
After Palmer and Ryan had been interviewed by the assembly, one other candidate stepped up to the microphone.
There is no doubt for me that I would like to serve this borough, and I think that I can serve this borough well.
That's Haines resident Deborah Schnabel. She reached out to the assembly last week expressing her interest in the permanent manager position. Schnabel said she wants that job advertised. That is not required by borough code.
I think that to announce at a meeting such as this that the possibility that you will not be advertising the position is to, on a very personal level, obviously, it's a closing the door on me. It doesn't feel good.
The assembly unanimously passed a motion to advertise for the permanent job. Beyond that, it's unclear what process they'll follow to find a replacement. But there may be an answer on who will fill the interim position at the next assembly meeting on January 10th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Over the next few months, a group of consultants will try to move Skagway's stalled port improvement goals forward. The Borough Assembly hired the infrastructure advisory firm Moffitt & Nickel as a port consultant for $200,000. Representatives from the firm teleconferenced with municipal leaders in December to lay the groundwork for their plans. Skagway's been stuck in a sort of limbo over the port ever since a public vote rejected a tidelands lease between the borough and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The lease would have given White Pass rights to waterfront property for another 35 years, and it would have given Skagway access to areas of the port currently under White Pass's control. That plan was thrown out by voters in October of 2015. Now there are bigger cruise ships on the horizon and millions of dollars in state grant funding set to expire in 2018. Port Commissioner Tim Borsey told Moffitt & Nickel consultants that the port needs to expand its capabilities for mineral and other shipments coming in and out of the Yukon.
You know, the drum has been beat in this community for many years that, you know, we wanted the economy to be more diversified and have more year-round opportunities for employment in this community and more kids in the school and all that kind of, you know, community-minded stuff. And in order to do that, we have to realize the potential of the port to, you know, engage the opportunities in the north.
But Borsey said that should be balanced with the needs of Skagway's biggest economic driver, cruise ship tourism.
You know, we do not want to, upset the apple cart and take away from the experience of the people that are coming here and spending, you know, many, many dollars each day in this community.
Moffitt and Nickel consultants have worked with Ketchikan and Juneau on cruise ship facilities. Sean McFarland said both of those popular ports are already getting ready for larger cruise ships.
So it is important for Skagway as well to keep in lockstep with these other communities so you're not left behind.
McFarland will serve as Moffitt and Nickel's project manager for the Skagway port planning. Four other consultants will work with him, including one who will conduct a waterfront property appraisal. That's something residents and municipal leaders have advocated for since the lease rejection. Here's Skagway Port Commissioner John Tronrud.
And I think that's part of the problem we ran into on the failed vote with White Pass. In the public process, there was not enough understanding of the true value to not only the community, but to the industry and to the leasee as well.
Tronrud and others asked Moffitt and Nickel to conduct the appraisal early on in their planning process. The consultants also plan to meet with port stakeholders, host community meetings, and look into contamination in the ore basin. A community open house with the port consultants is planned for January 23rd. In Haines, I'm Emily Files. The Skagway Borough Assembly will consider design proposals for a school vocational education building at its regular meeting this week. Four architecture firms submitted proposals, and a scoring committee ranked one from Architects Alaska highest. The VOC-Ed building is one of many major projects on the borough's to-do list. Manager Scott Hahn hopes to receive guidance from the assembly about which of the projects are the highest priority for state funding requests. Hahn notes that the capital improvement project funding applications might not go far. He says funding has pretty much disappeared due to the state's budget crisis. But he still suggests the borough choose two or three projects to request state support for. This week's meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.